Oh yeah, thank you. I'm really just scripting the beginning because after she goes back to her friends, I mean, Mia, some we switch over to Pio there. And Lotta, whatever her name will be. And then that story leading up to him sitting with his friends there, they're getting drunk, and one of them isn't. And he asks them, Pio, when the others are almost passing out, two of them have fallen asleep, a couple going home. Maybe it's a lady, so they are normal. Some. That's how it used to be when he was a kid, that the men got drunk with the ladies, they remained normal, so that's his worldview from childhood. Asking him, what's your story then, after all these years? Well, actually, there are many stories. Like this one, for instance. And then they look into, you know, paper or something, and she goes like, oh, he gives her that entire company, corporation, just like that. What's she gonna do with that? Yeah, what would you do, he says, if you got one of the world's largest corporations? Here you are, you own it, you can do whatever you want with it. And she leans back and goes, phew, sounds like just a little headache. What does she do? And he says, I don't know yet. Let's see. And she looks at me and says, where is this story coming from? Did you make it? Yeah, I remember you used to draw comics. Did you make it? She asks again, and he just... What does it matter, whoever made it? Stories are there to be heard and learned from. And then we are back to the Mia story.